This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today we're asking you, are Malaysians getting too relaxed during this RMCO phase? Yes, it's relaxed MCO. No, you're still following SOPs. That's the poll options on our Twitter at BFM Radio. You can even WhatsApp 018-789-8899. The numbers are still looking more or less about the same. More people are thinking that R in the RMCO stands for relaxed MCO.
So that's the thing. Even our guest, right, Rajiv, said earlier, you know, relaxed MCO. So initially, I thought it was a joke. People were calling it relaxed MCO, right? But I'm beginning to think more people actually think
there
the
are
R.
A lot. There are a lot of people within my circle that thinks the R stands for relaxed.
Right. Yeah, so 75% of those who have responded to our poll say yes, it's relaxed MCO, with 25% say no, people are still following SOPs.
Well, hopefully more people are going to be, you know, following the SOPs, because if we looked at, you know, other countries like in Australia, you know, despite the SOPs, you know, if you don't follow them, there is a chance of a second wave, right? So hopefully that number will change.
Before I get to my story, I have to say, Ro said that the Malaysians taking the streets celebrating singing RMCO like YMCA, you know, hands up in the air like the village people. It's fun to be in the RMCO. Thanks, Ro, for always entertaining us. You know, you should consider a job in radio.
Okay. There might be a position.
Okay, don't encourage you. Don't encourage Ro. Okay, then we won't get any work done. So this is a very interesting story that came out from Entrepreneur Magazine, and it's written by this consultant, bar consultant. His name is, let me just get his name. I think you should give him credit. John Taffer, right? And he says three ways to build a sustainable business. And when you look at it, right, it's the you hear these things, but it's a very good time to reflect on what he said. And yes, when there's a problem, entrepreneurs fix it, but it's not enough to just solve today's problems anymore. That's reactive and short-sighted. There is a massive opportunity to thrive after this pandemic if we look at how you can spend today solving tomorrow's problems. And so he gave a couple of points, which is very interesting, right? Let's say I want, you know, my favorite restaurant. Let's go to a favorite restaurant, right? And they make great food and I can't wait to get there when it opens again. But now the place is messy and disorganized. Then I would actually, the second best place that I would go
to. You would probably go there.
I'll go there, right? Yeah. Because these are things that are more important to me now, right? So you just can't work on that. Right. So he talked about trust, right? The importance of trust. That's one of the factors, right? So how do you distinguish yourself, right? So I will go to the second best restaurant because I will now have more trust of this place. And then this means, and that's a competitive advantage, right? He has actually done this in his own restaurant where he has put this internet video camera so people can look.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. So outsiders can see how clean they are in the kitchen.
Yes.
So that is like, oh, you know. So I mean, if someone starts doing that and I say, you know, this place is really clean, right?
Yeah.
And maybe other people will follow, but that's a USP on its own already. And that's a new level of trust, right? I need to see how clean your kitchen is.
Yeah, because even like for me, when I do dine-ins, and you know, when the waiter goes into the kitchen with the door, you know, that they push open, you sometimes just take a glance in, right?
Yeah.
You don't realize what you're glancing in, and it's actually, you know, to build that security and that trust that you have. And there are actually some restaurants that, you know, used to have this open kitchen concept where you could actually see there's no glass. I kind of like to have, like, you know, those kind of restaurants more, you know, appear in. Yeah,
it, right?
Where I can actually just see.
But I know, like the internet feature,
that's
the
a great
video
way,
features,
yeah.
Like before I go, okay, this is what's happening in the kitchen, right? Will give me the trust to go over and visit.
But you got to build trust with the employees.
That's the thing.
You know,
so that's where the Rajiv was talking about training, right?
Yeah.
And whether they're following suit. And if it doesn't, you have to get these SOPs in place.
Interesting.
The other one is the importance of changing minds, right? It's time to ask yourself some simple, difficult questions. Some could be, am I selling a product that solves a problem that's unique to today? Do people value me more or less today? So your customers are asking similar questions. They're wondering, who understands my needs now? Who can be there for me? And frankly, they may not know what to think about you. They may have loved you before, but all bets are off now, right? So like, just like yesterday, like going to church, right? So it was a case of me, the scan is a visual scan. And then to get sanitizer is the press. So I ran in, we're like, feet, you know, meters apart and all that. So like, so that's just an institution, but even with eateries or places, right, do I, you know, you've got to change how people want to visit you now, how people want to use your business right now. So some places I've gone, it's like, I don't know if I want to go back a second time, because I went to a restaurant recently and they used to have like the X's. The X's have been removed.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Are we, you know, so the X's have been removed. And then I tried to press the sanitizer.
And it's empty.
So like that lah. Okay, so, you know, so you've got to understand that that's the case. And if there was one that's next to you, another restaurant next to you, I will go to one next door that's practicing, right? Mm. So that's the and of course, the importance of openness here, he says. In the past, you know, entrepreneurs hit their financial troubles. Now, if customers knew were struggling with fear, they might not come back. But I think, like, because of this, people have come out to say that, you know, we want to continue being business. And we've had a few people like saying that they're struggling and all that, and we'll come and support. I made a point to try to just buy local from local restaurants, right? Local owners, like that kind of thing. Don't fabricate it, because we have some people who could have
taken advantage,
of the situation, but don't fabricate. So very simple things, when you think about it, it's about trust, how customers have changed their mind, and the importance of openness. And until we find a vaccine, right, this is how customers are going to be, right? And even if they weren't, you take the initiative so that people have higher standards, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Interesting though. And it kind of, in a way, leads to our main question and our main story for today, right? Are Malaysians getting too relaxed in the RMCO phase? Get in touch with us on Twitter. It's at BFM Radio. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll come back with rounding up the Twitter poll numbers, and also a comment from a particular Richard Badbury in just a moment. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.